Welcome back to the Metal Meltdown. I am your host, El Doctor Misterio. And of course, you're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM, broadcasting from unceded Coast Salish territory in Burnaby, British Columbia, the campus community radio station at Simon Fraser University. Remember that you can listen to us online at cjsf.ca and also through the iOS or Android app that you can get for your smartphone. And you can also get all the podcasts, past, present, and future, at cjsf.ca/contents/metal-meltdown. We just listened to Vervon. They are from Switzerland, and we listened to the song The Cypher Supreme, which is part of their 2016 album Illuminance. Before that, we listened to The Browning from Kansas City, or Kansas in the United States, and we listened to the song Omni featuring The Defect, which is part of the self-titled album Omni from 2024. And we started the set with Born of Osiris. They are from Chicago in the United States, and we listened to the song In Desolation, which is part of their upcoming album Through Shadows, coming out in the next couple of weeks. Yes, as you guessed again, all these bands are going to be playing as well at the Armstrong Metal Festival. So yeah, you're lining up for a real treat over there. And yeah, remember that you can sign up. There's a post for a raffle of a pair of weekend tickets. So you can go to facebook.com/MetalMeltdownCJSF, our Facebook page, and comment your favorite band and song from this year's lineup, and you will be entered into a raffle, and we will announce the winner at the end of the show. And for now, let's pray to the gods of technology for them to allow us to connect with Jesse, precisely from the Armstrong Metal Festival. All right, I'm here with Jesse Valstar from the Armstrong Metal Festival. How are you, Jesse?
Man, I'm doing great. How are you doing?
I am doing great, too. Thank you for asking. How is the weather over there?
Right now, it's much hotter than... Well, I mean, it's usually hot around this time of year, and you know, like, yeah, it's pretty warm. We've had a couple of cool days, a couple of warm days, but it's shaping up to be some beautiful summer weather, knock on wood, for the festival. So I'm very much looking forward to that.
Perfect. And yeah, I guess for people that are new to the festival, maybe you can tell us a little bit of history. And yeah, let's start with that.
Yeah, absolutely, man. So Armstrong Metal Fest started off as a, in 2008, I went to Vaken and Bloodstock, and I did a bit of a festival tour for kind of my first ever backpacking trip by myself. Well, I wasn't by myself. I was with two friends that I graduated with. And anyway, so we ventured out and we saw these wonderful festivals. And when we came back home, like, it just, we didn't have anything like it, you know, where there was music and camping and just heavy metal and just a place for, you know, metalheads to just hang out and be awesome for a weekend. So co-founder Bretton Melanson and me, he went to a bush party and decided, and I was like, hey, why don't we just have a bush party in my parents' backyard and throw a festival? And then we did. We threw a big old party in his parents' backyard and called it Armstrong Open Air the first couple of years. And then it just kept growing and growing and growing and growing. And it is just, this is our 15th year, 17th year doing it. We had two gap years because of COVID. And it has been a trip and a half, and anyways, that's a bit of the background on the festival. The festival itself, though, it's 2 days in Armstrong, British Columbia. Armstrong, British Columbia is on the northernmost tip of the Okanagan Valley. It's a little farming community that is near and dear to my heart. So basically, come Thursday night, most people show up Thursday afternoon, Thursday night. They set up their campsites and hang out. There's no music or any events that we put on the Thursday night, but there's all sorts of campsite events. I know that there's a Camp Awesomer throws a luau every year, and it's pretty sweet. Anyways, Metalheads descend upon Armstrong Thursday, and then we have music all day starting at 10:30 a.m. on Friday morning. Runs all day, and a headliner that night is Havoc. Direct support by Riot City, and the music starts on 10:30 in the morning on Saturday and runs all day with our headliner Born of Osiris, directly supported by the Browning, and it's great heavy metal, pretty much constant throughout the whole day. We also have we've got a whole bunch of side activities that aren't really advertised. They just kind of happen. Just an example of some side activities. Like, we have this thing called the Yeti Games. Basically, 20 participants are divided into 4 teams, and then they participate in totally random events over the course of 2 days. And the winner of the Yeti Games gets 2 free passes for the next year and a trophy. What else do we got? We got Thrash Wrestling, so a local wrestling firm has a double header and then a single match, and then they have their title match. This year we'll be debuting our brand new Armstrong Metal Fest belt, because we did the rebranding with the Moose logo. We've had to rebrand the belt and all sorts of other things, so this will be the first time with the new belt. We also have this thing called the Beer Helmet March. So people build helmets out of beer cases, and the best helmet gets 2 free passes to the next year. And then we have a whole bunch of other participation awards that are handed out by just anybody who participates has an opportunity to win. It's a wild weekend, man.
It sounds pretty, pretty fun. I think I remember the Yeti Games from a previous interview, and that sounds very interesting. And then the belt, that sounds even more. You know, the wrestling belt.
Oh yeah, it looks awesome. I reffed the match last year, the final match with the last year's belt, and the thing is, it was a hardcore match, so there isn't much for a ref to do other than count. But it was a straight up hardcore match. It was wild.
Yeah, that sounds very, very exciting. And that's a cool thing about the belt. Obviously you need a trophy of sorts. So yeah, that sounds pretty cool.
Absolutely, man.
Yeah, so you mentioned a couple of the the bands that are playing. We've also have played a couple of songs, not only by them but also from another couple of bands that are attending. Any one or ones bands that we would like to comment on something about them, because it's their first time, or it has been very hard to try to get them. I don't know, something about one or
two
of the bands.
Yeah, man, for sure. I'll throw out a couple. So a really, really cool addition to this year's festival is Vervum. The fact that we have them on our bill is incredible. If I'm not mistaken, they're from Sweden, they reached out to us last year to play when we were running into headliner issues, and we couldn't make it happen. But like that started the conversation, and they were very interested in coming over, and so we did everything that we could to try to wrangle it up. You know, I mean, and special shout out, like anybody who can't make the festival, I know Verbum is playing in Vancouver the night. It's either the night, I think the night after the festival, I believe, either the night before or the night after. I'm not quite sure, but we'll have to look up that. But yeah, anyways, Verbum is playing Vancouver. Invisible Orange just got it. So yeah, Verbum's really cool. I'm really excited about them. We've been trying to get Riot City for like a while because they're just smoking hot metal out of Calgary that I'm just excited that they're finally here. Havoc, man, I'm like an old school thrasher. I'm over the moon about it. Born of Osiris and the Browning. It's going to be a really exciting night. Lots of people are really looking forward to those bands. I did want to just like throw out there that like Glyph is going to be, for me, it's going to be a personal highlight. And like a couple of reasons, you know, like I'm really excited about their new singer. That's something that's one of the best things possible, I think, for them. I think that they're in a really good position with them, but like more importantly, you know, it's funny. I said at the beginning of the show here that Armstrong Metal Fest, like its beginnings kind of came with a seed planted by me going over to Europe and seeing those festivals, right?
Mm-hmm.
And one of the members in Glyph, Jeff Black, if it wasn't for that man, Armstrong Metal Fest probably wouldn't exist. Because I was not talented enough to book a European backpack tour. But Jeff Black, their keyboardist, he was one of the guys that I went to high school with in Red Deer, Alberta. And he planned the trip. And it was actually him and me that went backpacking through Europe, India, and Jordan. And anyways, if it wasn't for Jeff, we might not even be having this conversation right now. Because that guy, and not only that, you know, I'll be honest with you. I was not exactly the easiest of companions to keep track of in Europe. I was a master of the disappearing act, so he had to put up with a lot with me. He did a lot of babysitting. So he might also kept me physically alive through Europe, too. So, anyways.
Yeah, one of us have to do that little job when we go on a little, you know, group vacation, yeah. Usually. Or when you go with a night out, same thing. Like one guy is the nanny / designated driver, whatever.
He was the group dad, that's for sure.
that's cool. So where can people find more information, you know, buy tickets, all that?
So we have got a very talented webmaster who's made us a very wonderful website. And that wonderful website has all the details that you can look for. And if you want more information than that, then you can, honestly, it's probably on the website. It's pretty robust. I mean, our Facebook has got kind of the bare minimum. Our Instagram is mostly just me just saying things. So it's not really full of information. But yeah, I'd head towards the website. That's your best bet.
And it's like, what is armstrongmetalfest.com? Is that it?
.ca, yeah.
.ca.
Armstrongmetalfest.ca.
All right. Yeah, I've scrolled through it, and it is very professional. I have to. It's really cool. It was well done. I agree with you.
Oh yeah. Well, you know, we've had the same web developer since the beginning of the festival. He was one of the co-founders of the society. And he's gone on to make himself quite the name in the website development community. So we're very, very lucky to have such talent.
Nope, that's great. That's, you know, a great team. Yeah, I also saw all the members and all that. And yes, there's quite a few people there. So always, you know, a good team, you know, makes a great product, a great service in this case, you know, a great festival. So. That's awesome.
Absolutely.
All right. And yeah, you know, thank you. We're going to be giving away two passes or a double pass for the weekend. So we'll lay out the winner and all that
towards the end of the show or at the end of the show. But thank you very much for that. And yeah, good luck to everybody.
Wicked sweet, man. Thank you so much.
And yeah, thank you very much for being with us tonight, Jesse. I don't know, anything else you want to say before we depart?
Yeah, just, you know, if you're not someone who has ever come to the festival and you're maybe a little nervous or anything like that, you know, maybe you might not be necessarily a part of the scene or part of the scene or anything like that. Just know that, like, you can roll up solo with the bare minimum behind you, and the heavy metal community will take you in. They will hold you up, and they will pick you up if you fall down. So just, if you're even just the slightest bit, you know, even anxious about trying it, you know, just trust in the process, trust in the community.
Yeah, I can attest to that. The metal community is just amazing, you know, like supporting each other. And yes, I can attest to that. You are magnificent and great people. Like, I've been to many concerts and events, and yeah, I agree with you 1,000%. So yes, please do go and enjoy, you know, a weekend.
Hell yeah.
All right. Well, thank you very much again, Jesse. And yeah, we'll hopefully see you, you know, soon.
Sounds good, brother. Talk to you later.
All right. Thanks.
Remember that we are giving away a pair of weekend passes for the Armstrong Metal Fest. So if you haven't done so, go to our Facebook page, The Metal Meltdown. You can find it as Facebook, you know, facebook.com/ Metal Meltdown CJSF, all one word. Going there, we have a post about the raffle, and in the comments, put your favorite band and song from this year's lineup, and also, you know, use the hashtags Armstrong Metal Fest and The Metal Meltdown. Follow the page, like the page, and put your band and the song you like most about that band of this year's lineup in the post about the raffle for the tickets, and we will announce the winner at the end of the show. So you still have like an hour to go there and register your name. And yeah, but for now, let's continue your weekly doses of metal music here at The Metal Meltdown. Yeah.
same old shit, but in a different dimension. Give me the spotlight so you can't see me. Ain't it a play nice and we ain't homies? Don't even play like you fucking know me. Oh my god, get fucking over.
Shoot back! And we go again! The same old shit.